White. St. Helena, California, February 22, 1885. Dear son Willie, I am going to the post office with my new horse. Brother Lockwood drives him. He is a fast traveler, just what I want now. We have been studying what to do to get all our horses home. If Lockwood goes, he must have some way to get back again. I just thought Mary, Elder Daniels, yourself, Miss Ella White, had better come here directly from Oakland and go over with us. Some things need your decision very much. If you have a spare boy around who wants to harden up, let him come and help Lockwood for cheap wages, rolling rocks for wall, clearing off brush, etc., etc. Now I want you to be sure and come over. We have platform wagon and two horses to draw it. We have a firm, steady, splendid traveler that can take the platform wagon or phaeton. We have room for you all, plenty of room. The journey would be delightful to Mary, Elder Daniels, and yourself. Now tell me in your very next letter whether you will do this. If not, we shall have to invent some other plan. You can ride now with pleasure. We have no need of whip. Let the lines lie perfectly loose. If we want a little quickening of speed, the slightest intimation will set his head up and he be off like a racehorse. At the slightest word to stop, he obeys. Come, Willie. Do come this time with Mary and Brother Daniels. Willie, my proposition on second thought does not look as bright as when I wrote last, supposing I could not make sail of Roger's place. I do not want to jump out of the frying pan into the fire. My place in Oakland now rents well. I want my plan carried out, the barn put on empty lot and made into a house. Brother Rogers charges too high for his place, and he will estimate mine just as low as possible. I will not make this trade unless you can see light in it. Please to write at once. Mother. Brother Lockwood and I have just returned from post office. Received your letter in regard to Brother Staines coming to Oakland if he is able to work. He says he is feeling much better, but the work to be done here is of that kind he dare not do it. Therefore, he is doing nothing. Your letter has decided me to go to Healdsburg and get where my writings are and get off this matter for Sketches, Volume 4. She, Marion Davis, says she has not the matter ready. We have not worked at it, but will take hold of it now at once. We can do this by going to Healdsburg. We'll go there tomorrow. Not a man can be hired to do anything. All are in the vineyards. I got Brother Hicks to show Ransom how to set out fruit trees by setting one, but Ransom cannot do hard work. I shall get the Wilkinson boy to come up and help Ransom for a month. After talking over matters with Brother Lockwood and Marion, we decide not to go tomorrow. If you can come to St. Helena and drive my new horse over to Healdsburg, then Ransom will not need to go. Marion and Mary White, or Brother Daniels, can drive the old team, and you can drive the new horse. The difficulty is, how can Ransom get back if he drives the new horse, Billy? Now to the point. Can you come to St. Helena? When can you come? If you cannot come at all, let me understand the matter at once. Telegraph to me tonight, and if you cannot come, we will devise some way to get our horses through. I dare not drive Billy horse now. He has not been hitched up since Christmas. He is perfectly gentle, but high of life. I think now you understand the situation. If you do not come this way, we will go day after tomorrow. If you come, then let the telegram be sent to Brother Jack. We will call for it of him. Mother.